It's the record button, isn't it? It causes instant hesitation.
Oh, wait, me? Yes. As far as talking? Yes, this is awkward. I don't know what to say. Are we recording now?
Yeah, we are recording
now.
What? What the hell?
Okay. But we need to test the latency. Like, there's a 3-2-1 bang we used to do.
Oh, we don't need to test that, but we could. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you count.
All right. 1, 2, 3, bang.
Bang.
All right, try it from your end.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, bang. Bang. Wow.
Yeah. Big, huge gap.
This would be like a... We used to have conversations when I was in Iraq, and it was, you know, my phone going through a stack of servers to satellite to Georgia.
Yeah, we started saying over at the end of sentences.
So that's not unlike this.
Not unlike. This, however, is the one-year anniversary show. Yeah, one-year anniversary episode of The Lab. And I'm your host, Brad Barton, and just for the hell of it, I've got my brother on here with me. Because otherwise, I was going to talk about the show, and no one would respond. This is totally bait and switch, by the way. The rest of the show is just me sitting there talking about science in a dull fashion. Do you think it's a mistake to say I don't like my own show on my show? Because I've done it 2 or 3 times, and I probably should get out of the habit.
Oh, that's not a good idea. That sounds like Eeyore, you know? Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah, for noticing. But I hate my life.
Yeah, welcome to the lab. I did good.
Mm-hmm.
Just finished up with the Paleozoic.
That was good to me. I mean, I don't know anything about the Paleozoic, other than it's really old or a long time ago when stuff happened.
Yeah, that about covers it. Oh.
And
this is like before the dinosaurs.
Oh, wait, but you told me the trilobites, like they were kicking around then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Till the very end.
That's an interesting thing to me.
And apparently the trilobites were what were keeping the dinosaurs down, because the trilobites died and the dinosaurs came into their own. Even though the trilobites are these little tiny sea bugs and dinosaurs, you know. God, I wonder if you could actually make a paper that would make some plausible argument that trilobites kept the dinosaurs down.
You know how an elephant's supposed to be scared of a mouse?
The Dumbo effect?
You know, cut to a picture of the brontosaurus, and he's reared up on his legs, running away from these weird little bugs.
The trilobites. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even sure what they look like, right? But they weren't big. They were like maybe a couple inches long at most.
Picture a really big potato bug.
Oh, you've seen them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen drawings and...
Yeah.
And I've seen fossils. They're like... They're segmented, and they got all these legs, and yeah.
Another
really big.
I saw this documentary about some of the life that's on the ocean floor now, right? And this guy held up this thing, and I guess it was a relative of the potato bug. It was like 2 feet long.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. It's really weird looking. For some reason, the guy, when I saw it, and he was holding it, it looked... cuddly, even though
you look cuddly,
nightmarish.
That's the cutest nightmare I've ever woken up in a cold sweat from.
It's the same program. There was what do you call it? It's not a symbiotic relationship. There was a parasite.
Ah.
There's a parasite that grows and attaches to the tongues of fish. I think it was fish. And eventually takes the place of the tongue.
I didn't see that in that show. I read an article about that, though. Yeah, they act like a tongue. I guess.
Crosswires. Everything in my head ends up in one compartment. Like science stuff. It all happened on the same show.
This one. Tune in next week. I told you about my robot eye. An anniversary show. I told you.
Yeah, actually.
I keep calling it different things, like my cyber eye or my cyber eye, or it's a pair of smart glasses. It has a camera on it, and there's some software that turns it into noises. So,
basically, an Android device.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Like
when I was first doing it, it was on my phone. That runs Android too. And like anybody who wants to play with it, just go to like seeingwithsound.com. It's there. You can grab it for free. Or you search for Seeing with Sound, one word, on the Google Play Store thingy. And
there was a warning on that website that lets you know wearing these things is not stylish. So you're okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Going around looking like a geek.
It looks a little nerdy. That might bother some people. Everybody I know.
I did run it. I ran into a guy. You remember Google Glass? Supposed to be a thing.
It still is a thing. You can't run the voice on that. They get too hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they were still kicking. Anyway, I was at a Starbucks or one of those coffee places and getting coffee, and this guy came in, and he was wearing Google Glass, and I just looked at him like, I hated him immediately. I don't know if I was jealous or if I was just like, why are you staring at me? Are you recording right now? Mm. I mean, I don't know. It made me mad.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's less of a social stigmatism on these. I think they're made in China. I'm not sure what the company is. They're cheap. I don't mean cheap money-wise, but cheap as in construction. Fall apart easily.
That's what China does.
That's what China does. Falls apart easily. You know, I'm going to have to delete this part. This is politics.
That's not what I meant.
But yeah, it's turning the sight from the camera into sound. You get like 2 frames a second, though. And I was playing around with it, and I saw... You remember that old bathroom scale? The one that has, like, the post that goes up and then the counterweights on the top?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't looking for it. I was I was experimenting with the edge of the mirror, right? How does that sound? And then I saw a glint of light for a second. And then I squinted at it, mm-hmm. which is... I guess I still have the reflexes from when I could see some.
What's that over there? Why am I squinting?
And then I saw the top of that damn thing. I forgot it was even in that corner. And then I had to reach over and actually touch it. Like, I'm not just smoking crack. And there it was.
Not just.
Same thing happened in the hallway, right? There's a closet there that I entirely forgot the existence of. Like, I never touch that wall when I'm on the way to or from my room.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah.
Wait, the middle closet. I just thought of that recently. I was like, I didn't even know if it existed anymore, because it might have been folded into the bathroom.
Could have been.
Anyways.
Yeah, this place has been remodeled multiple times. I think the old basement goes back to the Paleozine sometime. No, God. That was the worst. I'm deleting the hell out of that. I'm really just looking for a conclusion at this point. Some way we can... Oh, also, somebody just turned on the fan in the bathroom. Oh, no, that's a shower. That's a full-on shower someone's taking, being picked up on my track.
They're like, he must be recording now. To go clean myself. So now everything we say is out the window. Is that right? Yeah. I feel so much more comfortable. Oh, that's great.